The next attribute is Nosei Ba'ol Im Chavero. This is commonly translated as empathy, and that is in fact how a number of the Mefarshim here in Perkei Avos explain the term. The Medrash Shmuel writes succinctly, Ki ka'asher ro'es chavero b'tzar, mitzta'er b'tzaro. If you see your friend in pain, you should be in pain with him, with that very pain. The Maral in the Derech Chaim says similarly, Im ira davar l'chavero v'hadavar alav l'masa, if something happens to your friend and it's a weight on him, it's a burden, tzar chavero litroach ad shinatzel min hamasa, and he must, v'oz hu nosea b'ol im chavero, v'nichnas im chavero b'oso ol. A person should join that burden, and once you're carrying the burden, so then obviously you'll be motivated to try to do whatever you can to help remove it. The Tiferes Yisrael as well elaborates on this point, and he says it doesn't matter what type of ol, what type of challenge the person is going through. Hein b'terchas haguf, hein b'hotzos mamon, hein b'tza'ar nafsho. It doesn't matter whatever happened to the person. If he is missing something, binyanim zmaniyim o nitzchiyim, could be something more superficial or temporary, more something significant or long-term, it doesn't matter. And instead, lo yachush milhatrich es atzmo liya'atso lelamdo l'tovaso, whether it's something b'olam hazeh or b'olam haba. You should not limit yourself, you cannot hold yourself back from helping him in any way, giving him advice, teaching him something, benefiting him in any way. Again, whether it's something more short-term or long-term, spiritual or physical, that's what the ambitious and comprehensive demands of Nosei Ba'ol, of empathy, are as understood by Chazal. This idea, this value, this midah of empathy has a very, very rich and deep tradition in Chazal, and especially in the Ba'alei Musar. And spend a few minutes sharing a very small sample of this, even in the most general sense. So one of the first times we have this idea is in the Medrash that Rashi quotes in Shmos in Perek Gimel Pasuk Beis, when Hashem appears to Moshe mitoch hasneh. And we know that Chazal generally understand that the sneh, the burning bush, is understood to be a kind of a thorn bush. And Rashi quotes from Chazal, "V'lo ilan acher." Right? Once it's miracle, it's miraculous. It's burning without being consumed. So why not make a fruit tree, something beautiful, something lush? No, it's a barren thorn bush. How come? Says Rashi, "Mishem imo anochi b'tzara," because Hashem was, in essence, empathizing with us. There's a concept of divine empathy, Hashem's empathy with us, which doesn't use the term Nosei Ba'ol, but it really seems to be the exact same idea, borrowing from the phrase in Tehillim, Perek Tzadik Aleph, Imo Anochi B'tzara, Hashem says, I am with him in his pain, I empathize with him. So just as the thorn bush is, you know, so to speak, painful and threadbare and sharp and symbolizes that kind of a pain, not something lush or luxurious. So Tusha Hashem says to Moshe, in essence, by revealing himself through that thorn bush, I get it. I'm in pain with the Jewish people. One example where this becomes very practical, the Gemara in Tainis, Daf Yud Aleph, Bizman Shehatzibur Shari Batsar, Al Yomar Adam, Eilech Lebeiti, Ocha, Eshte, Shalom Alecha Nafshi. Right? It's also, there's a sense of empathy with the community, that you shouldn't be poresh min hatzibor. If the tzibor is in tsar, if the community is suffering in any way, you can't just go on living your life saying it's all good for me, what does that have to do with me? And the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Orachayim Tav Kuf Ayin Dalet, called poresh min hatzibor, eino ro ben nechmason, v'chol hamitzdari mahem zoche v'roa ben nechmason. That if you, you know, eventually, I'm speaking about the community, you know, we have a confidence ultimately that it'll all work out, but only people who are empathetic, who are nosei ba'ol with the community, who are mitzaref to the tzar of the tzibor, only they will benefit from the ultimate simcha and nechama that the community has. So these are just two brief examples in Chazal. As I mentioned, the Ba'alei Musar, some of whom put a tremendous emphasis on this midah of empathy. And perhaps the two most notable are the Altar of Kelim, and then subsequently Rabbi Yochum Levavitz, the famed Mashgiach of Mir. The Altar of Kelm, in his magnum opus, Chachma u'Musar, so the opening four essays, the first 11 pages of the Sefer, are all about Nosei Ba'ol. And without getting into all of the details at the moment, but suffice it to say that that in and of itself highlights how much consequence and how important he felt that was. Similarly, I mentioned Rabbi Yochum Levavitz talks about it as well, both in his general Musar Sefer, Chachma u'Musar, right in the beginning of Volume 1, Chelek Aleph, and also in his Da'as Torah, which is his Musar commentary on the Torah, in Sefer Shmos, in the essays in the back of the Sefer, page 237, thereabouts, also has long essays relating to empathy. One little ha'ara from Yerucham to mention is that he said that we often might think, or a person might think, that empathy, that Nosei Ba'ol, is but a derivative of something greater and bigger, like V'yahavta L'recha Kamocha. So what's one of the ways you do V'yahavta is that you should be empathetic to the person's pain, right? Doesn't sound like such a crazy understanding or interpretation. And yet, Rav Yerucham here says in the Das Chachma U'Musar that he thinks this is a mistake, that in fact it is an independent and perhaps even surpassing Mida, way beyond even, he says, V'yahavta L'recha Kamocha. And at one point he says, it is the basis of all Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. And he gives an analogy, but it's based on, it seems like a true story. He said that somebody asked him, hard to imagine the story, but he says, somebody once asked him, how many times when you're sleeping, Rav Yerucham, how many times do you roll over, do you turn over in your sleep? So Rav Yerucham responds, you know, I have no idea, I never even thought about it, why do you ask? So the person said, well, I went to visit a certain chole, and unfortunately, because of his particular circumstances and his sickness or whatever it was, his situation, he is not allowed to move. He has to stay completely still and in one place. And even when he's sleeping, he can't move around to get comfortable or anything like that. He has to stay exactly in one place. So, you know, in the scheme of things, maybe it's not the kind of thing you think of. You might think it's relatively minor, but Rav Yerucham is incredibly impacted by this story. And he says very autobiographically, he says personally, that I realized from that questioning by that person that I had never, these are his words, I never fulfilled Bikur Cholim in my life. Because, he admits, all the times I had previously visited people, it never occurred to me to even ask something about something as simple as that. But he says, honestly, he says, if I was Imo Nohe Bitzara, if I really was that person, if I totally empathized, I got myself into the ol of the other person, as we saw previously, so then I would be thinking of that. That is something that I would be sensitive to. So he says, whether it's Bikur Cholim, or then by extension, many other of the Ben Aram L'Chavero, he says, how you fulfill that mitzvah is completely different if you come to that mitzvah as a Nosei Ba'ol, right? Hachmasas Orchim. Right? There's many ways to do that mitzvah. You provided a bed, you provided a nice lunch, or whatever the case may be. But if you do it with Nosei Ba'ol, you think about it, everything you're doing from the perspective of the recipient, so you may do very different things. It could be a completely different experience, much more demanding and ambitious. But says Rav Yerucham, this incident, among other things, highlights for him just how central and how important and how potentially radically, you know, in revolutionizing this midah can be, it can inform almost every other Ben Aram L'Chaveirom. Within the broader, as I say, there's so much rich literature in Chazal and other sources about this midah of empathy, so there is a subsection of these Makoros that are heavily focused on Moshe Rabbeinu. And I'll just mention a few of those, but the whole Moshe story really is very much dominated by this theme. We already mentioned, although not about Moshe himself, but about how Hashem revealed himself to Moshe already, in essence saying, I, God, empathize, Imo Hanecha Butzara. But even before that, in Perek Beis in Shmos, we know the very first thing that we're told about Moshe as an active personality, not as baby Moshe who was acted upon, but as Moshe an adult. So we were told in the famous pasuk that it came the day that he grew up, V'yigdal Moshe, V'yetzi el Echav, V'yar b'siv lo sam. He went out to his brothers, he saw what was going on in the pyramids, and he saw their suffering, V'yar b'siv lo sam. And then, of course, the pasuk continues where he saw the Egyptian taskmaster beating the Jew. What does that mean, V'yar b'siv lo sam? So very succinct but powerful Rashi says in just a few words, what does that mean, he saw their suffering? Nasan Einav V'libo. Not only did he see with his eyes, but he saw his heart, he felt it, lios meitzar aleihem, to feel their pain. Now this is really a short but impactful and powerful Rashi in formulation, attesting to Moshe's empathy. It's the very first thing we're told about him. What is interesting is that the source for this Rashi is a Medrash Rabbah in Parsha Aleph Sim Chav Zayin in Shmos Rabbah. But if you look in the actual Medrash, it's actually a little bit more elaborate than the very powerful but succinct summary of Rashi. And I think there's actually a nuance that's very different. Here the Medrash in the original also asks, Vayar b'sivlosam mahu vayar. What did he see? So he saw their suffering. So first of all, the Medrash says, not only did he see their suffering, but bocha, he cried. V'omer, he said, Chavali aleichem miyitei mosi aleichem. Right, he was so overcome with empathy, you know, he was willing to die if that would have made a difference, if it would make them better. After all, he says, what they're having to do at the time with the tar or the pitch that they're using for the pyramids, ein lecha malacha kasha bimalacha satin. Nothing worse than that. It was so hard. It's so horrible. And therefore, says Rashi, now, if that's not enough, says the Medrash, Moshe got into the pit, the tar pits, he got into the pyramids, and he, so to speak, lowered his shoulder, and he helped them, and he did work with them. That's the first interpretation or explanation of the Medrash. The second opinion, or second Perush, Rabbi Elazar ben Osher ben Yosi HaGlili, Omer, he gets even more specific and subtle. He says not only did he see how the very difficult work that some people had to do, but he noticed, apparently it seems like it was deliberate, that's my interpretation of the Medrash, that people were being mismatched with their labor. That masoi gadol ala katan, which is clearly something that would be torturous, a weak, smaller person was given very big and heavy work. But Moshe also notices masoi katan ala gadol, a work that would be for a smaller, weaker person was given to a big person. Right, which begs the question, what was so bad about that? We'll go back to that in a second. Medrash continues, Masa Ish Al Isha, right? Man's work given to a woman. So presumably that's meant to parallel the first point, that women who were not as strong were being given very difficult labor. Very difficult. But then the Medrash says, Masa Isha Al Ish. Woman's work, again, presumably in this context means easier work physically, for a man. Again, what's so bad about that? And the third time the pattern, Masa Zakein al Bachor, right? The work that should have been for an old man on a little, or an older person on a kid. Masa Bachor al Zakein. But what's so bad about child's work for a grown up? And I think that what the Medrash is clearly saying is that Moshe had such empathy to such a level, not only was he touched and could he empathize with the physical torture of those three examples, where it's over-crushing burden on people who physically are capable, but even the opposite can also be a form of pain, or if not torture, but at least pain, and that is when you give people mismatched labor, right? People get a certain satisfaction out of doing work that they feel like they're really contributing and meant to do and are uniquely capable of doing. But when you give people work that they know they're not ideally suited for, that they're not necessarily matched up for, and maybe they just aren't even good at it, ironically, if we're not talking about just, carrying a 10-pound weight or carrying a 1-pound weight, but, it's something that's more subtle, that people of different genders or of different ages or experiences might actually be better than others, but then they really, if you're not good at it, then you really don't feel that you're doing a good job. But again, even just to take the gender example, if you think very stereotypically, and certainly in the ancient world, if you give a man woman's work, right, there's something, whether it be embarrassing or demeaning or just not fulfilling about that. Now, in the context of the slave pits, of the tar pits, you think, you know, that's the least of it. And I'm not saying it's as bad as the other examples, and yet that's the point, I think. The Medrash is saying that Moshe's empathy, his ability to identify, to empathize with the pain of the people, was across the board. Even the most subtle pain Moshe was able to empathize with. So an unbelievably comprehensive description of the Medrash, of Moshe's empathy. And then the Medrash here as well tells us that what did Moshe do? Again, like we saw earlier in the Medrash, he got himself to work. How did Moshe get away with it? To go down to the slave pits and all of a sudden start helping the slaves, which was the first opinion where he told us. So here, according to the second opinion, what he did was he had a little bit of a clever idea. He made it as if he was helping them and helping Paro. You know, if the taskmaster said, "Hey, what are you doing?" He would say, "Oh, he's not doing it right, so I'm helping him, so that way the job will get better done for Paro." So he's very clever about it. He was very industrious and ingenious. And the Medrash says, "Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ata hinachta iskakav halachti leros b'tzaron shel Yisrael v'nahagdem min ha'achim." Right, you left your comfortable life as the prince of Egypt, and you went to see and feel the pain of the Jewish people, and you treated them like a brother. Ani maniach es ha'elyonim v'esatachtini v'adaber imcha. Right, I have so many other people in theory I could be speaking with who I could choose to be the next leader, but I'm going to choose you. Rei HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Moshe shesar me'iskav leros b'sivil osam. And that's why he ended up choosing Moshe. Now, I want to bring out from this Medrash, aside from the vivid description, the powerful description of the Medrash, which I've interpreted as describing Moshe's unbelievable acute sensitivity even to the most subtle forms of pain, but the other more tangible chidush of this Mishnah, of this Medrash, excuse me, over Rashi's summary, is that it's not just emotional, it's not just empathy as an emotion. What the Medrash adds, according to both versions, both opinions, is that it translated into action. In other words, what you see from this Medrash is that the power of empathy is not just in the type of person that it makes you, your emotional sensitivity, your emotional acuity, your genuine, you know, your the kind of person that you are, being a mensch, we might say, in a very profound way. But if you're empathetic and not merely sympathetic, but truly empathetic, and you truly feel that pain, nasav einav velibo, really your heart is into it, you really feel the pain, so you're also more likely to do things that you would never have done otherwise. You know, it's one thing to lobby. You know, Moshe could have heard what was happening to the slaves and said to Paro, you know, he complained, you know, registered a complaint with the union, so to speak, or given some tzedakah because he saw how poor they were. But to get into the tar pits, to get into the slave pits, to put his shoulder down and help and do all these things at a great risk to himself and certainly great pain and inconvenience. So I think the Medrash is telling us that level is not a level you could reach otherwise. That level, reaching that level of chesed and of kindness, is triggered if you have no seba'ol, if you are empathetic. We'll mention one more thing before we bring it back to Kinyan Torah, and that is that Rabbi Baruch Simon in his Imrei Baruch on Shmos, Sefer Shmos, so he quotes a very beautiful idea, which combines initially an insight from Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz, who points out the famous Chazal, the Rashi quote, that Shevet Levi was never placed into slavery. So Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz asked, why not? He says, because Paro had seen through his astrologers that the Jewish Savior would come through Shevet Levi. And Paro figured the Jewish people will never accept as a Savior, as a leader, someone who had not been a slave himself. Going through what they had gone through for 200 plus years, there's no way that someone from Shevet Levi, who never, you know, suffered and never was a slave, even if he wants to be their leader, they'll never accept him. And Paro thought that was an ingenious way of forestalling and preventing what his astrologers were predicting, which was a revolution from the Jewish people. That's a very beautiful, fascinating idea of Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz. Rabbi Simon takes it a step further, and he quotes from Rabbi Zachariah Geli, Zatzal, who I believe just recently passed away, the longtime Rav of the Breuer's community in Washington Heights, that Rabbi Geli asked, but Taka, it was a good svara by Paro. How come it worked? Why is it that the Jewish people, again, they originally were resistant to Moshe, and perhaps this is the underlying reason, but at the end of the day, they did accept Moshe, and he ended up being their leader. So why is that the case? Why wasn't Paro's, you know, Paro had a good havamina, but why wasn't it true maskana? and I believe Rabbi Simon quotes from Geli as saying that even though it was a very logical calculation that Paro had made, but the mistake was that Paro didn't realize that Moshe was able to transcend the limits of his own experience through Nosei Ba'ol Im Chaveru. He was so, as we saw previously in the Medrash, he was so emotionally attuned and identifying with their pain, he was truly suffering, that he, once they saw that, he really was one of them. He had not, first of all, according to one opinion in the Medrash, he did, you know, Paro may not have known it, but Moshe was working in the, you know, in the slate bits. But beyond that, I think the broader point of Rabbi Geli's making, which was powerful to me when I first came across this, is that even if Moshe hadn't, or even if it was just a token amount of work that he did, but the point is it didn't matter, because his heart was with the slaves. He truly was suffering with them, and the people understood that. So it was, superficially, and it was a good calculation by Paro, but what he didn't anticipate was the power of someone who's truly Nosei Ba'ol, like Moshe being the paradigm for, he could surpass and transcend what would otherwise have been a limitation for someone who didn't have that midah to the same extent. Okay, with that digression, but I think it was an important and worthwhile one, just to give you a fraction, but hopefully a good representative sample of some of the statements that Chazal make and the Bali Musar and others make about the importance of and the nature of Imo Nochi Batsara Dosei Ba'ol of empathy. But what in the world is this doing in Perek Vav and Perek Yavos? What does that have to do with Kinyan Torah? So here I think we have a number of answers which can be boiled down into two categories. One is the Chassid Yavetz. So Chassid Yavetz, brief introduction, Chassid Yavetz, when he's explaining this Mida, he actually connects it not only to his Nosei Ba'ol, our topic, but the topics of our next two Shurim, the next two Midos, Machriyu l'kafschus, giving people the benefit of the doubt, and Ma'amidu ala emes v'hashalom, of trying to bring people around to the truth if they're mistaken, or bring people to peace. Of course, those two midos we'll discuss more in depth in future shiurim. But the Chassid Yavetz says all three of these come together, and that is that Ra'a eichu miskarev esaosek b'torah l'shma. These three come to develop and demonstrate that this person who's learning Torah, who has these midos, these three represent, they demonstrate, that he's learning Torah l'shma. That they are moros, ki kavanaso b'limudo, l'shem shamayim. If he has these midos, these are indications, sure, absolute telltale signs, that this person is l'shem shamayim, he is sincere, v'lo lihishtarer, v'lo lihitgader. It's not to prevail upon or lord upon other people. That's not why he's learning, but he's learning Torah l'shma. And therefore, for example, l'chein yikarev chavero, when it comes to if he's suffering, he's willing to get close to a person, even a person who's not maybe on his level, who knows, but he's willing to suffer with him. V'lo ka'osan hasmeichin l'shiflos chaverehem k'dei she'tukar. Whereas other people, says Chassid Yavetz, they're actually happy when other people, you know, their colleagues, their co-students, their neighbors, their quote-unquote friends, so many people are happy when those people suffer, because that, so to speak, elevates you. You're more recognizable. You are tukar ma'al asam. They go down, which makes you look better. So that's clearly not someone who's learning lishma. So says Chassid Yavetz, if you are nosei ba'ol, so you're not happy, a little apathetic, or even worse, happy when someone suffers, adaraba, you go down with them. You don't use that as an opportunity to lift yourself up. On the contrary, you go down into the pain with them. You carry the burden with them and hopefully then help them. So begs the question, though. So that's great. We'll take it for granted that the Yavetz is right, that if you have no say ba'ol, in the context of a person who is a learner, who is a Talmud Chacham, who's a Rav, who's a yeshiva student, great. Torah student, great. But what does that have to do with Kinyan Torah? So Rabbi Lau, in his Yechel Yisrael, points out that he reminds us that the opening brisa in Avos Vav Aleph tells us that that if a person learns Lashma, that brings many, many milos to a person, including being a chacham. So in that sense, Rabbi Lau, along with the Chassid Yavetz, is explaining that there's no direct connection, so to speak, between this midah and acquiring Torah. Other than that, it refines you as a person, as a Baal Torah Lishma, and if you are someone who learns Lishma, so then we've already been promised earlier in the Perek that that itself is a prerequisite that will enable you to be Zoche to Torah. So by refining you and showing that you're sincere and not looking to use your Torah as a way of impressing other people or standing out in the crowd, but your Torah Lishma, that is indirectly, by doing that through Nosei Ba'ol, by empathizing, that indicates and helps it both reflects and probably generates that higher level of consciousness that shows that you're a better person, it helps make you a better person, and as a result, then you get the Kinyan Torah. That is the first understanding in light of the Yavetz. However, the Maharal has two other suggestions, which I think are not only two different ones, but two different ones, I should say. Number one says the Maharal, Mora Davrzeshu Adam Tov. Right? It sounds almost understated, but the first thing Maral says is it shows you're a good guy. You're an Adam Tov. Now, only later does the Maral kind of allude to what he means by that. Why and why is that important? Okay, yes, you're a good guy. If you empathize with other people's pain, I think you are a good guy. But the reason is because we know that Torah is considered Tov, and you need to be an Adam HaTov in order to be Zoche to the Torah, which is Tov. So in that sense, similar to what we just saw a moment ago, that by refining yourself and making yourself, previously we saw Lishma, in this case, you know, we can put a different thing on your, on the front of your t-shirt, Tov, again, makes you worthy of receiving the Torah. And lastly, but again, of a similar vein, the Maharal says, something we've seen from the Maharal previously, V'od mora davarzesh enu nivdal min haklal. This shows that you're not separate from the crowd, from the tzibor, from the community. But rather, when you are empathizing with your nosei ba'ol, roi el ha-Torah, shehi al ha-klal, kemo shikbar, as we have explained. So again, we have seen this already in the previous midos, that according to Maral makes the very important insight, the Torah was given not to individuals, but to the klal, to Am Yisrael, and therefore you need to show that you are shayach to that klal in order to be worthy of the Torah. No matter how great you are, if you're just a yachid, if you're just a prat, the Maral has told us repeatedly, and he says it again here as well, you are not eligible for Torah. So in a very dramatic way, if you're nosei ba'ol im chavero, you suffer, even when nothing happened to you, but you suffer because of other people's pain, so that shows you're shayach to the klal. So all three of these, I would say, are different, but they all have a common denominator. Either it's that nosei ba'ol shows that you're lishma, it shows that you're good, or shows that you're shayach to the klal, but all three, they share the common denominator that they make you the kind of person who is worthy of learning. It's not that nosei ba'ol is directly connected to learning, but it is direct. It is connected to character development and develops you in a way that makes you worthy of the Torah. There are other interpretations, however, here in our Brisa, which take the idea of nosei ba'ol and bring it much more directly connected, where you can see the role of nosei ba'ol or something akin to that in your actual learning. So, even though we mentioned that the Medrash Shmuel initially just says empathy, you feel other people's pain, but later the Medrash Shmuel suggests a different interpretation. Gam Efshar, a second interpretation, another interpretation, it's possible Sharamaz Lama'amar Hatana Uknei Lecha Chaver. It's referring to how Nosei Ba'ol means you got to get into with other people. You got to be there with other people. How so? Because, and where would that come from? So presumably it comes from the fact that, what does that mean? So he explains, because we have an idea, which is quoted in a number of Midrashim, based on Pasuk and Mishlei, that Barzel b'Barzel Yachad. If you have, you know, iron on iron, metal on metal, that can sharpen things. So, just to take one example, the Bereishis Rabbah in Parshas Samach Tes, Ein Tamid Chacham Mechadeid Ela B'Chavero, or the Yalkut Shimoni there in Mishlei, Ma Barzel Ze Echad Mechadeid Es Chavero, Af Tamid Chacham Mechadeidin Zu Es Zu, or Ze Es Ze B'Halacha. That if you have two people together, if you have... Now, we're saying Nosei Ba'ol, says the Medrash Shmuel, brings people together, like Barzel B'Barzel, as the Medrash says in these places. So bringing people together is the way to sharpen you, is the way to make you good at learning. And why do you see that in the words Nosei Ba'ol? So he points out, the Medrash Shmuel, that the Torah is Nikreis Ol, as we have Chazal understand the Pasuk in Eicha, in Paragimel, Pasuk Chavzayin, Tov Legever Kehisa Ol Benu'urav. Chazal understands the reference to Torah. So, no say Ba'ol, you should carry the Ol, carry Torah, Im Chavero, be together, like Barzel Ba'Barzel. And what does all this mean, says the Medrash Shmuel? Kimi Hadvaram Sha'atar Nikzis, Hu Ha'limud Bechevra. V'hoi Ha'nose Ba'ol Ha'Torah, Im Chavero V'lo Hu Levado. So, to make a long story short, the Medrash Shmuel says here, and this is new interpretation, the Nose Ba'ol is not about what you and I would call empathy. Rather, it's about chavershaft, of being part of a chevra, very similar to what we saw way back in one of the earliest shurim last, in the first session, first of the series of these shurim, about pilpul chaverim, dibuk chaverim, that learning b'chabura, learning b'charusa, these things are these are ways that really will help you in your learning, because Torah will learn better that way. It sharpens you when you learn with other people. One way of interpreting this is just, you know, even if you're learning with an equal, but nevertheless, having a chavrusa, niknis b'chevra, right? Chachamim or mechadin zedzeh, even if we're talking about two chachamim, but they can mechadate each other. Another way of understanding this might be that if you're helping other people understand, so that itself will help your learning, as we saw in one of the earliest shiurim last year as well, that from Talmidim, right? Mi Talmidam Yosir Mikulam, as Chazal say, you can become a bigger Talmud Chacham by teaching, because by teaching, through having to teach people, you learn better. Just worth noting, really one of the more remarkable Gemaras ever, or anywhere, the Gemara in Erevin Daf Nundal and Mabez, about how Rabbi Preda would be Maktin Atzmo for a certain student. He would lower himself, do anything necessary for the student who was a kasha havana, who was not so good at learning, it took a hard time to understand. Well, how hard, how difficult, how slow was this person? So the Gemara says that he used to teach him the Gemara 400 times. We prayed they would repeat it 400 times, and once even 800 times, until this student understood. So, aside from the unbelievable chesed, but I think it's safe to say that by the time Rabbi Preda was done, he knew the Gemara very well. So that also might be what the Medrash Shmuel is alluding to or having in mind, or at least it's certainly consistent with it, and that no se ba'ol, that you carry Torah im chavera, with other people, either people who are on your level or people who perhaps need your help. Rav Chaim Volozhiner also thinks that there could be a no se ba'ol very directly connected to Kinyan Torah, not just about making you a better person, but in the learning itself. But he says it in a way that is at least more consistent, I would say, with the empathy interpretation. Says Chaim Volozhiner, what does that mean? No se ba'ol im chavero l'haros panim l'svaraso. Meaning that just like empathy means putting someone putting yourself in someone else's, so to speak, emotional shoes. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner is saying empathy, or should I say no se ba'ol, specifically in Perek Kinyan Torah, Vava Perek Yavos, means putting yourself in someone's intellectual shoes. When you're learning with someone, or you're arguing with someone and learning, see the sugya from their perspective. Try to understand the sugya from their perspective, because that will help your learning as well. And Chaim Volozhiner quotes that we have numerous examples of this in Chazal, as we sometimes see, for example, Tirgama Rava Aliba de Abaye, or other such examples. In other words, that Rava and Abaye are arguing, and Rava Fanfurtza Gemara, Rav explains something based on not his shita. That's easy. He explains the Gemara based on the way Abaye would have understood it. He gets out of a proof on behalf of Abaye. Says Ruach HaChaim, says Ruach HaChaim Volozhiner, that's no se ba'ol in learning. It's seeing the sugya from the other person's perspective, putting yourself in their shoes and trying to see the sugya through their eyes. That is a quite, I would say, creative and really even brilliant interpretation, because on the one hand, it is consistent with the typical, consistent, traditional translation of no se ba'ol, of being empathy, but it's finding a way to make it directly relevant to learning. Not as we had seen previously from the Maharal or the Chassid Yaivitz, that no se ba'ol is just about character development, but character development can make you worthy of Torah. Here, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, keeping in line with that other interpretation of the Medrash Shmuel, common denominator being that here you have no se ba'ol serving an actual learning function, that by learning with people, by teaching people, and as Rechaim Volozhiner says, by seeing things from their perspective while you're learning, having that attribute, that personality trait while you're learning, whichever of those three interpretations you take will help you be a better learner. Rav Matisyahu Solomon quotes from the Altar of Kelm. We saw, in general, the Altar of Kelm's approach to empathy as an emotional thing, not connected to learning. But Rav Matisyahu Solomon quotes something else that the Altar of Kelm said, which is pretty much the same, I think. I would interpret it as the same as Rav Chaim Volozhiner. And that is that if your awareness is only, he's speaking in general, if your awareness is only emotional, then you know something, and you feel it in the moment. So he gives the example, if a poor person's in front of you, that stirs your emotions, and you feel it right away. But when the poor person's not in front of you, the emotions will die down. But he says if you intellectualize the feeling, his terminology is rachmanut b'midat ha-seichel. Not just you have rachmanus, but it's b'midat ha-seichel, you've intellectualized, you've internalized in an intellectual way, cognitively, the emotion of compassion. You learn about the person, the specifics, you really get into it, so then you'll remember that person in their difficult situation, even when they're not in front of you. So too, he says, al derech mashal, since Torah also requires a person to envision all of the specifics, to be able to not just get an instinct, but a more thorough, in-depth understanding of something, that type of nosei ba'ol will help with that as well. So that's, you know, similar to the Ruach Chaim, not identical, but very, very similar. And again, here I think of what we've seen in these last Mefarshim and Matisyahu Solomon quoting these also makes the point that unlike the Maharal or the Chassid Yavetz, here we have interpretations and understandings where you're using the trait and the characteristics of empathy, but in a broader sense, you're using it in a way that specifically helps you in your etzem maisa halimud, in your actual learning, when you try to see another person's opinion, see their sugya, learn with other people, etc. So in terms of empathy as a midah, we've seen two ways that might be relevant for Perakinyan Torah. Either Chassid Yavetz and Maharal, that it's character development, but character development makes you worthy of Torah, or we saw from this second opinion, the Medrash Shmuel, and the Ruach Chaim, and perhaps the Altar of Kelem, that no, it refers to either learning with other people, helping other people who don't know as much as you, but that itself will sharpen your learning, chavrusas, being in a chevra, or the more, even more subtle, I think, ingenious and creative interpretation of Ruach Chaim Volozhiner, that the same way that empathy can help on an emotional character level of seeing people from their perspective, seeing their pain, feeling their pain, seeing things through their eyes, so too, you can use that same characteristic to really understand learning in a very deep way. Not only your shita, but the other shitos as well, and that combines to give you a much, much deeper and more complex and whole sense of Kinyan Torah. Just to conclude, the Medrash Shmuel himself has two other interpretations, very unique, as far as I know, unique Da'as Yachid in both of them. No one else says either of these interpretations, but they're both quite interesting. The Medrash Shmuel says in one of his opinions, third one, that this connects to the previous Mida, where we say you shouldn't be a Sameach Bahorah, you shouldn't be so happy to Paskin. So here also he says, what does this mean, no say Ba'ol? That if someone comes to you with a Shiloh, you shouldn't be so happy and run to answer the Shiloh itself, but rather, Eino Don Yechidi, Mipachash Lo Yitabedin, you shouldn't just try to Paskin not only fast, which we previously saw, you shouldn't try to Paskin it alone, says the Medrash Shmuel. Rak Ma'mi Dayan Acher Imo, get another Dayan, get someone to help you with the Sugya, with the Psak. O Matzah Shehu, no say Ba'ol Hahora'ah. Im chaveiro, the lo yechidi. No se ba'ol, the burden of paskening. We know it's a burden from the previous shir. So that burden, no se ba'ol m'chaveiro, share that burden, right? It actually is almost, it's literally the opposite, 180 degrees the opposite of the initial classical interpretation. Not you help another person or you feel their pain, but rather, not no se ba'ol chaveiro, you be there to help them, to connect and emotionally connect with them, but rather when you have a burden, bring it, share it with someone else to help you. You'll help them, and they'll help you, I should say, and hopefully you'll get to the truth. That's his interpretation. And then his final interpretation, a completely out of the box and unique shita, inema nosei ba'ol im chavero, namely sovel midosav shel chavero, ah shehem ka'ol kaveda lov hu sovel osam. Nosei ba'ol, carry the burden. If you have a person, a colleague, a friend, a neighbor, a chavrusa, a spouse, who knows, a child, someone who you're close with and you want to have a relationship with, but they have some particular bad midah. So perhaps there might be reasons and other midos that would tell you ways to help that person, but leave aside helping the person, lamaisa, instead of just abandoning the person or getting angry at them, but no se ba'olim chavero. You have to suffer through and be willing to suffer other people's bad midos and other people's bad traits. No se ba'ol, carry the burden, the bad character traits of your chavero, meaning tolerate them, put up with them. So these last two ideas, again, of the Medrash Shmuel, are interesting in their own right, and certainly out of the box in terms of the other Mefarshim. But the rove of the Mefarshim, as we spent a lot of time discussing, really understand it to be empathy, the way we traditionally understand it. Either empathy is a general character trait, which we developed through broader sources, and how that makes you worthy to receive the Torah, either for the Chassid Yavitz or the Maharal, three different reasons. Making you lishma, making you tov, or making you part of the klal. Or we saw, based on another interpretation of the Medrash Shmuel, and Chaim Volozhiner, and others, that there can be an aspect of noseh ba'ol, of seeing things through other people, arguing with people in the way that means you're with them, that you can use a form of noseh ba'ol in your actual learning to help bring the Kinyan Torah.